I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn is behind the glass, and we have a ton to talk about today. Elliot will join us a little bit later on. The NFL schedule continues to leak out little by little. We know about a big game, and we'll know them all tomorrow. We'll get to the Phillies with a good win last night in Boston. And Hugh, a lot to get into specifically about the Sixers, who did yesterday what they needed to do by firing Daryl Morey. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Philadelphia. I know we're talking about basketball or whatever, but that the series finale of the boys is going to be really good. I just wanted to put that out there.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I know it ain't had nothing to do with what we was talking about.
I know it's just on your mind.
Yeah, yeah. It was on my mind, and that was
part of
what I was thinking about, because it was really good.
You were watching before we got on the air.
Yeah. I had to finish it up, and I'm like, oh, I want to spoil it for anybody, because I guess the boss watches it too. So I didn't want to spoil it, but it's going to be really good.
Well, you didn't want to spoil it for it, but you left it on loud as he was in the room with us.
I did, but he didn't know what was going on. Okay. He didn't know what was going on.
I gotcha.
That was my time. He was invading on my time. We had the meeting. The meeting was over. So then that was my time.
Okay, but never mind. I was going to say he had something to tell us. But
I wasn't trying to hear it.
Yeah, I know you weren't. All right. You know who else wasn't trying to hear it anymore? Josh Harris, because he said, Daryl, get the hell out. And yesterday, I'll just say it this way. Yesterday was a good day for the Sixers. They got Daryl Morey out of the organization. Look. Yet, Josh Harris is not a good owner, but once in a while, a blind squirrel finds a nut, and that was yesterday by Josh Harris dumping Daryl Morey. 6 years, and the team was no closer to a championship today than the day he arrived. This guy came in here with a lot of fanfare. Daryl Morey, you know, at one point was considered one of the best executives in professional basketball. Mm-hmm. He's not that. To me, Daryl Morey is basketball's Billy Beane. He had an idea for how the game should be played. It was a smart,
had a nice run.
Smart idea, nice run. But guess what?
And it was time. It's over now.
Well, everyone took his idea and did it better and passed him by. That's what happened to Billy Beane in baseball, where all these like teams were like, all right, we'll just do that better. And that's what happened with Daryl Morey in basketball. He was not creative here. He did not do enough in terms of good traits. He didn't do enough in terms of good signings. And the basketball team is stuck in a spot where he obviously could no longer continue. And look, I think a lot of us the last couple days have been down on the Sixers, down on where this is going because they feel stuck. But the way I feel this morning is the glass is half full, because they got Morey out of here and they could find someone that might be more creative and have a better way of getting them out of what he created over the past 5 or 6 years. 215-592-9494. Morey is out. I feel better about it. I mean, it's one of those things where 6 years is a long time to get it right. And the misses, the Paul George contract, the Joel Embiid contract, not having the guts to maybe trade away an Embiid a couple years ago when you could have got something significant before paying him again, these were all mistakes. And look, he had a couple good things. I mean, the Maxey signing and obviously the draft pick was great. Edgecombe looks like he's very promising, but there's not enough hits. You know, you kind of do that scale of the good versus the bad here, and there was way too much on the bad and not enough wins and not enough on the good. Morey had to go. Good job, Josh Harris. We now see where they go. Nick Nurse staying, which is a complicating factor, but I'm okay with it. Hugh, where are you at this morning on the Sixers as they move off of Daryl Morey?
A lot of thoughts. One was I think that Morey was a little tone deaf.
Yeah.
When it came to the way that he talked to this city and how he embraced, or lack thereof, embracing the city. You know, one of the things that stick out to me is when he said, if you squint really, really hard, we can be in the playoffs.
That was last year, yeah.
Yeah.
And they won 24 games.
Yeah, it was a few things that he said, man. And it's like, in this city, you have to be careful about how you present yourself and how you do things. And I just thought it was kind of odd. I understand. I tried to give him grace as far as, you know, the combine was concerned and going to check out players. But to leave the way that you did and not have anything to say to this fan base kind of tells you everything that you need to know about this guy. That he really didn't have a clue about what it takes to thrive and be successful here in Philadelphia. And he just wasn't about that action. He wasn't about accountability. That's what it kind of felt like to me.
Well, I just don't think he was good enough. I mean, bottom line is I don't think he was good enough at his job. And I think almost the idea of Daryl Morey was better than the actual GM that Daryl Morey was. I mean, people have talked about him as if he's a great executive. There's no proof that he is. It's just there's none. I mean, he had a good run with the Houston Rockets. Congratulations. Wonderful. He never got to the finals. He came here, never got out of the second round. He has been here a complete disappointment, and he had to go. Josh Harris did it right, finally, yesterday by getting rid of Daryl Morey. And now, Bob Myers will lead the search, and that makes this thing interesting to where they go now. Bob Myers, one of the most accomplished executives, of course, all those years with the Warriors. And now he's here. You know, him and Josh Harris first connected with the Commanders because he was helping them with the Commanders. And now Bob Myers here in Philadelphia is going to help lead the search where it goes, who they're able to land. Hugh, I don't know. I mean, this is one of those jobs here where it's like beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Like, you could look at it and say, I get Maxey, I get Edgecombe, I get a great city that loves basketball. Or you could say, I got Embiid's contract, I got George's contract, do I want to take this job? So I don't know what kind of candidates they are going to consider. I would go with someone young and maybe from a front office that is deep in scouting and development and try to build a team organically. But Hugh, I don't know. I mean, I don't know where Bob Myers is going to go. Obviously, he has a million contacts, right? He used to be an agent. Mm-hmm. Then he became a GM, so he knows basically the last 20 years of players and coaches and agents and executives around the league. He knows everybody. Bob Myers leads the search. I mean, Hugh, if I had my way, Bob Myers would just take the job himself. It doesn't sound like he wants to do that anymore. But boy, at least they have someone like Bob Myers to kind of help them through this thing.
I'm thinking fresh, innovative ideas. I know you're going to be hamstrung with the money that you're paying to Paul George and Joel Embiid. You know, I know that you have some young pieces here. But I feel like in order to make this team better, you have to be creative. And you have to be given the time. You have to be given the time to make it better. Because I don't think this is a 2 or 3 year fix. This is probably a 5 year thing, Joe. When you talk about some of the contracts that you're going to move off from, because, you know, release, Joel Embiid has 3 years on his deal. I don't know how many years Paul George has on his.
Two more.
But, you know, you're gonna have to kind of wade through all of this in the next couple of years before you even get an opportunity to go out and try to make this team better. And hopefully during that time, you know, you got young VJ Edgecombe. He's going to continue to grow. And Tyrese Maxey. I would say the first thing that I would do if I was the GM, I would probably let it be known that Tyrese Maxey is going to be the focal point of this team. I want to see how far I could take his talent. Joel Embiid, for me, I just had to eat that contract and make him somewhat of a part-time player and try to get somebody in here that can, you know, give me more than he's giving me on the defensive end and try to marry those two skill sets together to try to make this team better.
Well, I mean, I think the clear, to me, it's clear, Maxey and Edgecombe have to be what they build the team around, right? And how they do that and what's the path to do that and how long it will take. I think you're right. Whoever they hire, they have to give a full a run. Like, the worst thing would be coming in and someone thinking they only have 2 or 3 years, because then you make short-sighted decisions, right, to try to win quickly. They got to stop with that. The Sixers made too many short-sighted decisions for too many years. I have the statement in front of me here. I'll read it before we get everyone's take from Josh Harris last night. By the way, Tony Jones of The Athletic reported that Morey was surprised at the decision when he met with Josh Harris last night, which is an interesting. Well, I mean, you've been here 6 years, dude. Six years.
Does it surprise you that he's surprised? I just said the man was tone deaf.
That's kind of a good point.
You know what I mean? I just said the man was tone deaf. Does it surprise you that he thought everything was cool?
No, you're right. That doesn't surprise me. He doesn't surprise me. He should have known it was coming, but yeah, I think you're right.
He
did not read the room enough. And just quite simply, he didn't do a good enough job. If you had told me the day he arrived, 6 years in, they'd have two albatross contracts, they would have only two players on the roster that you feel great about their future, and they wouldn't have cap space, and that they would have just traded away one of the more promising young players in the NBA for a deal that looks more ridiculous by the day, and they never got out of the second round, I would say, get this guy out of here. And that's exactly what they did yesterday. 215-592-9494. All right, let's hear the statement from Josh Harris that was put out last night after the dismissal of Daryl Morey. Quote, I have a tremendous amount of respect for Daryl personally and professionally, and I'm grateful for his contributions over the last 6 seasons. After speaking with Daryl, we determined that it was time for a fresh start. Bob Myers will lead the process of identifying a new leader, and I believe his experience in constructing 4 NBA championship teams will be a valuable resource to our organization. To our fans, your frustration and disappointment are understandable and warranted. We have fallen well short of our own expectations and failed to deliver in the way this city deserves.
That's a start.
That bothers me deeply, and I have confidence in Bob to establish a path forward for a franchise. Well, at least he acknowledged it. I mean, they have. They have failed considerably. And I know all this is not Daryl Morey's fault, right? They started making bad decisions way before he got here. But they brought him in on a very rich deal to get them over the top. That was the job. So the job isn't just to be good. The job isn't just to figure some things out. The job isn't just to make the most of it. The job is to make the team better. And he did not make the Sixers better. Not in a way that it was worth keeping him around. 215-592-9494. All right, your reaction to the Sixers firing Daryl Morey. And where are you at this morning on the franchise? But Morey out. Is the glass half full around here, or is it still half empty the way it seems to be a lot with the Sixers? Kyle, what are you feeling as Morey is out?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'll say it's half full, but it's a tiny glass. It's like a shot glass.
I mean, we could use a shot once in a while with the Sixers.
Yeah, I guess. Like yesterday, my big thing was, are they going to pat themselves on the back, tell themselves that this was a successful season?
They didn't.
So that to me is a good sign, at least that they know that this wasn't good enough, the Daryl Morey tenure wasn't good enough. So I'm good with that. I guess I'm hopeful that they bring somebody in who knows how to configure this thing with Joel Embiid, not as like the primary piece, but as maybe a piece that can help you win a championship. Who knows? Maybe they even find a way to move off on this offseason. I'm not getting my hopes up. Not really sure that that's going to be easy to do. But I like the fact that they didn't tell themselves that last season was okay. Mm-hmm. So I guess I'll say it's a start and I feel okay about the future. But I'm not like, you know, as I said, it's just a start. So I need to see a little bit more come. I need to see more of these pieces fall into place before I start feeling like really better.
And that's fair. And look, one thing I'm really happy about this morning is I heard a lot of people yesterday when I was listening to the afternoon show talking about Morey and they were arguing back and forth and all that. But there was a sense of it doesn't matter. Nobody could come in here and make this better tomorrow or the next day. Mm-mm. And that's probably true.
That's the truth.
But you don't get to keep your job because the person after you can't make it better tomorrow. You know what I'm considering, Hugh? The next 5 years, like you said. If Morey had stayed, there's a chance he would have made it worse, right? And then whenever he got out of here, it would have made the dig out of this thing almost impossible. Like, if you know you don't have the right person anymore, just cut ties, right? And that way you have the best chance of soon enough figuring it out. I'm just glad that they didn't let Morey go any further.
Yeah, and then you know when you think about the timing, he was at the combine or whatever it was they were having in Chicago for the
combine.
Players.
Yep.
You want to try to get this ball rolling as soon as possible.
Of course.
You know, you want to get your scouting department, whatever that is, or Nick Nurse's scouting department, if he's going to be the guy, you want them to get in there and vet who they want to try to get in this draft and try to figure out a way. Because that would be my first thing to do, was try to figure out a way to keep Joel Embiid healthy. And the way that you do that, you find his replacement, and you play him sparingly. He's going to be here. But I would probably, like during the course of Joel Embiid's 3 years here, he probably would play, regardless if he wants to or not, he would probably not play as much as he would like to in this lineup. You know, and I would integrate him as I needed him to be in the game. You know, and that's kind of how I would do it.
Well, you know, with that comes two things. One, you have to have someone that has conviction, someone that has good talent evaluation that could find, you know, maybe a young big guy that could start taking some of his minutes. Hugh, the other thing is you got to have someone who's strong enough to tell him this is not your team anymore, right? Like part of the issues with Morey, it feels like, back to Houston now here, is he let the star player just do whatever the hell they want, right? It was Harden and then it was Embiid. Let them do whatever the hell they want, and that's not conducive to championship basketball. So whoever the next person is has to be able to tell these older guys, specifically Embiid, we're not doing it your way anymore.
Well, I think part of the problem, this is me recklessly speculating because I haven't talked to anybody over there, but it just feels like there was a tug of war between Nick Nurse and, I guess in this situation, because he's not here, Daryl Morey. And it felt like a lot of times that individuals probably were going over somebody's head to get decisions made or stuff like that. That I'm just saying, that's me. When you talk about not knowing what the lineup is going to be an hour before the game and things of that nature, not knowing who's going to be a shoot around and stuff like that, it just feels like maybe Coach Nurse wanted to go in one direction and then it was pulled in another because somebody used their cachet to make some things happen.
Quickly, before we go to the phone lines, 215-592-9494 for your reaction today. Morey out as Sixers executive. Glass half full for you today, half empty on the Sixers, where they are, the future, all that kind of stuff. Hugh, where are you at on the idea of them keeping Nurse? Because there were a lot of people last night, like, they basically were saying, why not just clean house? Because now, essentially, the new GM can't pick his coach, right? Like, Nick Nurse is the coach, at least for this coming season. The new executive has to keep Nurse and then kind of make it work on the fly. I don't mind it. I think Nick Nurse did a pretty good job, all things considered, this season. I like Nurse. My question of the day was, does Nurse even want to be here? This is telling me he does want to be here, right? He could have just asked to get canned, too, or just quit. He does want to be here. I'm okay with Nurse staying for a year independent of Maury. I'm okay with it. You good with them keeping the coach, even though it's the new GM?
It feels like that's what's going to happen.
They're going to keep Nurse.
Well, you got to figure out what direction you want to go in. And I think that, having a coach here, it feels like, on the outside looking in, that the coach had one direction he wanted, and somebody else had another.
Yep.
So now you get somebody in here that can work with the coach and try to get you the players that you need and relay the message that you want to relay when it comes to this team.
And let's be honest, a year from now, if the new executive doesn't like Nick Nurse, they'll just fire Nick Nurse then. I mean, the new coach will come. In basketball and hockey, these coaches get in and out all the time. To me, the Nurse thing was not holding them back in a particular way. It just, you could argue with a few things here and there. I didn't love the way he handled McCain. But I think Nurse is way down the list of issues the Sixers have. Maury is way up it because he made all the personnel decisions. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down? I think yesterday was a good day for the Sixers. I said yesterday I expected them to do it, and I did. But I still, when I saw it, I was like, wow, they actually did it. They actually...
You were surprised.
Well, yeah, I thought it was the right thing. But I was like, wow, they actually went through with what was right. They don't usually do that around here. Let's go to Andy in Huntington Valley, who's up on WIP. Hey, Andy.
Hey, guys, you can get rid of Daryl Morey. It's probably time. You need a new set of eyes. But the max contract that Embiid signed a couple of years ago, Josh Harris had to okay that.
Yep.
That had to be, so at the end of the day, I had this conversation with a friend of mine who's a season ticket holder for the Sixers. It's the eye test. I mean, what did you see 2 years ago when you re-signed him to another max contract that said, this is a good idea? And Josh Harris, a multi-billionaire, made a lot of money, smart guy. What was he looking at? I mean, what was he possibly thinking? And I was proud of Embiid in the Celtics series. I thought he played his heart out. But at the end of the day, he's cooked.
Completely cooked. Andy, you're right, and it's an indictment on Harris that if it was his idea, shame on him. If it was Maury's idea, he should have been like, Daryl, are we sure about this? 3 years for this guy with that knee? It doesn't seem like it's a smart idea. Whoever's idea it was bad, but you're right. I mean, Harris takes some blame. He signed off on it.
Yeah, I mean, it's not just in basketball. You see it all over the place, and I don't understand. And, you get to a certain age, and you can't do the things you did before. And for these teams to keep throwing money at these guys, it's a head-scratcher. It really is. It makes no sense.
Well, it's unnecessary. Andy, good phone call. I mean, Hugh.
Well, that's the nature of the beast in basketball, though.
Paying the players.
Yeah, because even when you look at Joel Embiid, like, say, for example, and we're talking about how Josh Harris signed off on it.
Yep.
Well, you got Daryl Morey there, and you talk about the legacy that he had building teams and everything. You take his word for it. Say, for instance, if Morey said, hey, this is a good deal to sign him now, because, he has his contract coming up and you just put 3 more years on it. It's hard to find stars in the NBA.
So you're right. And he probably trusted Morey, right?
Yes.
The issue is, I hate when I hear, what else were you supposed to do? Well, that's your job, right? Like, there's not that many of these jobs in sports. Howie Roseman, Dave Dombrowski, Daryl Morey, right? In each league, there's 30 or 32 of these jobs in the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
Your job is to make tough decisions, right? Like, it's one thing for us to say, what else are you supposed to do? It's literally their job to have an alternative and say, I know this is our star player. I know people have his jerseys. I know we're trying to get an arena, which they were at that point, but... Guys, he's going backwards. It doesn't make sense to pay him. If he gets upset and requests a trade, is that really the worst thing long-term for our franchise? That's why I feel it always comes back to this. Howie doesn't make these mistakes. And when he does, and he makes some, he gets out of it very fast, right? Mm-hmm. Like when he's made a bad contract or two, what does he do? In a year, he's like, all right, I'm out of this.
But here's the reality of it, Joe, especially in basketball. We always hear stories about somebody in the hierarchy of the organization that has a – what's the word I'm looking for? They really like the player.
Yep.
They have a...
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Great report with that player. So much so that they'll listen to that player before they listen to anything else that anybody else says, and it supersedes mm-hmm. that. That's what it feels like with this situation with Joel Embiid. The simple fact that when you sit back, and it's no fault of his own, in my opinion, it's the relationships and the culture that you foster that he's a part of, he's a victim of. Just like when you talk about last year when they were trying to get reins of this team and they talked to him about his accountability as far as his workouts and everything. And instead of him receiving that, allegedly he went out looking for the person that said, wrote the story about it or told the reporter about the story.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, when you do stuff like that, that tells me that somebody upstairs that is in a position of power is allowing you to do some of the things that you're doing. Another example, when you talk about how he tweeted through it and talking about he was mad because he couldn't play. Then the next time he played, somebody upstairs, he has their ear and he's allowed to behave this way. So now with Daryl Morey being fired, you got to have somebody come in and say, hey, if Nick Nurse is the guy, let Coach Nurse coach this team the way that he wants to coach it. It's our job to get the pieces that he needs to make this team better and just let him try to fix it the best way that he possibly
can. And that's it. And they have to do that now. We'll find out where this search goes. Bob Myers is leading up. I think yesterday was a good day for the Sixers. They're out of the Morey business. It was a disaster. I mean, considering what the expectations were, Daryl Morey was a disaster here in Philadelphia. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Reaction to Morey being out. Is the glass half full for the Sixers moving forward? Half empty? Your reaction to the team? And I just keep going back to this. Morey had opportunity after opportunity to make this thing better. They are no closer to a title now than the day he walked in the door. That's a terrible job. I mean, if he had done his job right, they could have cashed and beat out years ago. That's what a smart executive would have done. Or he'd be off the books today. If they never gave him that contract that kicks in now, that $55 million of Joel Embiid would be off the books today. And the Sixers would be in position, and if they never signed George, to go build a team around Edgecombe and Maxey, now it's harder. That's Morey's fault, and he paid the price. All right, your phone calls on all this. Plus, coming up, you're not going to want to miss it. The greatest hits of Daryl Morey. A little montage. We will pay tribute to 6 years of nonsense with Daryl Morey. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.